The West Live.
The West
the
Live.
West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
For most of us mere mortals, a coffee or two in the morning is essential to being pleasant around others or to even function. But our habit has a price, not only on our wallets, but the planet. Whenever there's a story or documentary about pollution and landfill, the images show endless mounds of waste, and there's always coffee cups littered throughout. Now, keep cups are a great way to start, but when we forget them, it's back to single use we go. But a cafe in Subiaco reckons they've come up with a solution to divert a million cups and lids from landfill a year from just 20 cafes involved in the program. It's called Our Kinds and it's launching today, but they already have plans to take it global. Joining me now is Our Kinds co-founder Karen Monahan. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks. I haven't had my coffee yet, so you'll have to bear with me. And so tell me, how do you plan to divert all those cups from landfill?
Okay, well, we're already testing it and proving it. So basically, we realised that reusable cups that are out there at the moment aren't really working. They can't go to scale. So the premise was that can we replace a standard cup with a standard cup so that it matches as much as possible the success features of the single-use cup. So it's light, it's stackable, easy to move, easy to transport, and can be produced in volume and then accepted back up into the supply chain. When we started looking at this, we realised there were lots of other problems to solve, like washing the cups. So what we're doing is we're just experimenting in small stages. So we bought 300 melamine cups and we've been sending them out with locals and asking them to return them. So where they would have normally taken a takeaway cup because they're going back to their office or whatever, they're taking one of our cups and then bringing it back later. We wanted to see how much waste there would be from these. What we've found is they all come back. So over 7 weeks, we have saved over 7,000 single-use cups and lids, and we've only lost about 4 cups. So those 300 cups are doing some pretty heavy lifting every day.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to think just this small-scale initiative as a trial run has already saved thousands and thousands of these disposable cups from hitting landfill. I guess that tells you that there's a lot of potential here.
That's right. And what we've realised in doing this little trial is that, and the purpose of that was to make sure we didn't make a bigger problem. So we didn't go and produce something really not knowing if it would be accepted or work. So we wanted to see what the behaviour would be. Consumer sentiment is driving it, and it's really around the relationship with the barista. So often the barista is the first person someone talks to in the morning, you know, and these guys are really mindful in the way they make your coffee. They make a beautiful silk, put on the latte art. They're loving putting it into one of our melamine cups without a lid. And then people are saying, it tastes better. I don't want to take a takeaway cup. You're making it so easy. Because they don't have to pay for it. It's given out for free. Yeah. And we started saving money after 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow. And so I guess the other thing here is that you hinted at there is the guilt that people feel. And I think that's increasing. Exactly. Is that what you're hearing?
Exactly. We've had testimonials like one guy said, Karen, I would pay you anything to get rid of that 80 cups of guilt in my kitchen every Friday. That's at an office just down the road. So they're taking our cups now. They love it. And there's a guy who said, you're saving my bacon. If my wife found one more single-use cup in my car, she would kill me. And now she sees the Our Kinds cup and she's wrapped, you know. She knows it's going back to the cafe tomorrow.
Mm. And so what happens with the cleaning of the cups? Because that's, to me, seems like one of the choke points of this scenario if you're having the cafes adding that to their workload.
Yeah, that's right. So that's one of the things we wanted to test. And it's going to be different for every cafe. So that's why we're actually going out in small stages as well. So we're just kicking off our second cafe today. And what we found at the corner store, there is a little bit of extra work in washing them. So we do ask people to rinse the cups before they bring them back at least. And pretty much like 98% of the cups that come back are clean, but then we must wash them again to meet the health regulations. Really, because what we're finding is people are bringing them back, handing them over the counter, or we've got a little tray out the front where if they actually decide to just stand there and drink their coffee, which is also happening, instead of running away straight away, they're just popping it in that basket. So where we've got extra work to do in washing the cups, we've got less work to do in terms of actually servicing the external area of the cafe. So it's just a little bit of a balancing act. What we're going to do in future is just test that out in the under the public gaze with some washing facilities, etc., like a funky little pop-up.
Oh yeah, I like the sound of that, because that's the other interesting thing about this for me is let's talk about the scalability of this project, because here in WA they're going to outlaw these single use coffee cups, I think, the end of next year. But you're looking beyond WA. You're looking at this as a potential to tackle the issue at a global scale.
That's right. Yeah. So because it's so simple and can go to scale, and we've set up everything from the very beginning, assume that we would. So we've actually got teams internationally. Our insurances will cover us internationally. It's just simple. So, yes, it can be adopted anywhere.
Yeah, wow. And if that is what comes to pass, it'll be pretty amazing to say it all started in a little cafe in Subiaco. So if people want to find out more about this, Karen, where can they go?
The corner store, Subiaco. Or today, Little Rockaby kicked off in Subiaco. So just have a look at Our Kind on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. And our website has gone live today as well.
Yeah, wonderful. Our Kind's co-founder, Karen Monahan, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thank you.